Brock Bowers was the standout performer of Tuesday's joint practice against the Texans in Houston, catching multiple passes, including a touchdown in the red zone, per Levi Edwards at Raiders.com. Some of the best throws rookie Fernando Mendoza made all day went Bowers' way, in Edwards' account, against a Houston defense that otherwise won the day in the trenches, per Adam Hill at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. For a player whose entire preseason question is whether the target volume travels back to his rookie level, a joint practice against a good defense is the closest thing to real evidence August offers, and he owned it. The game 2 days later added nothing countable, by design. The Raiders held their first team out of Thursday's 22-20 win, with receiver Jalen Naylor, the lone first-team offensive starter, per Sam Gordon at the Review Journal, and no Bowers usage appears in the game coverage we read. So the ledger for the week reads one loud practice, zero game snaps, which is roughly what a team protecting its best pass catcher in late August looks like. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Bowers was a comparison case built on one number. His target volume sagged last season while a knee injury shadowed the whole year, and the honest counter we flagged was that if the knee explains the sag, the argument dies fast. Camp keeps feeding the counter. A player getting open at will against another team's defense is a player whose volume has every reason to climb. Only regular season target counts can settle it, and those are 3 weeks out. What to watch? Whether Bowers plays in the finale at all? And the number we set in June, where his targets per game land once the games count. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.